This is Brainwave. The other teachers at my school have long considered me to be the computer guru, the go-to guy, the person with the answer to any computer or technology problem. This reputation can have its downside. I shudder to think about how many hours I used to waste unjamming the old dot matrix printers. Generally, however, I enjoy helping teachers use technology as an educational tool, and I particularly enjoy learning and playing with new software and hardware. I am always interested in how any new tool can help teachers and students. When it comes to technology, I take pride in being one of the early adopters. For a long time, I believed that I was about 2 years ahead of most teachers and stood right at the cutting edge of emerging trends. After all, I have been blogging for 2 years, and most teachers still have never heard of it. But a few weeks ago, I was reading the blog of my friend Rich Finlinson and noticed some links to something new. They were MP3 files, but Rich called them podcasts. What in the world is a podcast? And, more disturbing to my ego, how did Rich learn about them before I did? I'm Brian Ferguson, and this is Brainwave, a place to tell stories and explore ideas. The easiest way to describe a podcast is to say that it is an audio blog. Unfortunately, if you are not already familiar with blogs, this definition is no help. The word blog is short for weblog, and blogs consist of online text that is periodically updated. They are sort of like online journals. Visiting and reading a blog is as simple as going to the web page that contains the blog. Using software called an aggregator, such as the free online service called Bloglines, one can subscribe to any number of blogs on your favorite topics of interest. Bloglines will let you know when any of your subscriptions have new postings to read. A podcast works essentially the same way. You visit the web page and click on the podcast link. The difference is that while you read someone's blog as text on the computer screen, you listen to someone's podcast using headphones or speakers. Of course, you need to have some kind of software on your computer that plays MP3 files, but most of us already do. I recommend Real Player or QuickTime, but Windows Media Player can do the job. Like blogs, there is also aggregator software available for podcasts. The fun thing about this software is that it can automatically download your favorite podcasts from the internet, perhaps overnight, and send them to your portable MP3 player so you can listen to them at your convenience the next day. The name podcast derives from the phrase iPod broadcast. When I was a senior in high school in the last century, all right, I'll admit it was the 1970s. Okay, so it was the early 1970s. Anyway, we had a class called Radio and TV Production. Of course, the black and white TV cameras and the video mixing board the teacher had ordered didn't arrive before school started, so we spent the first several months on radio rather than on TV. We learned how to mix audio sources and slip cue records. I'm sorry if you are too young to know what a record is. I'm not going to explain it. Ask your parents. The radio shows we produced were captured to a large reel-to-reel tape recorder. You see, before there was cassette tape, the tape reels used to be big, and you would have to thread the tape through the recorder by hand and then onto the take-up reel. Wait. Do young people even know what a cassette tape is? Well, the point is that making your own radio show is now ridiculously easy. And unlike the radio shows produced by my high school radio and TV class, which were rarely heard by anyone outside of the class, podcasting makes it possible for a potentially worldwide audience to hear your show. I believe everyone should take up podcasting. Everyone has important stories to tell, and telling them orally is the easiest and most direct way to express them. Podcasting is the modern digital equivalent of sitting around the campfire or the kitchen table. Yes, it is better to tell our stories to our family and friends up close and in person, but our fast-paced, long-distance modern lifestyle often prevents that from happening. This way, at least our stories can be told. And there is the added benefit that, once recorded, our stories can be saved and passed on, rather than lost. Anyone with a computer can easily create their own podcasts. A pair of stereo computer headphones with an attached microphone can be purchased for $20. Digital audio recording and editing software can be acquired inexpensively or even free. The voiceover parts in this podcast were recorded using free software called Audacity. The music was created using Sony's Acid music software, which is about $70. And the final mixdown was done using Computer Musis, which is included on disc whenever you buy a copy of Computer Music magazine. Oh, and I forgot to mention, creating a podcast is fun to do. I hope you have enjoyed listening. This is Brian Ferguson, reminding you that if life doesn't have you totally amazed, you aren't fully awake. You have been listening to Brainwave.